Let the church say amen. To God be the glory. Who's first in my life? To the shepherd of this house, my spiritual father, Pastor Coleman, Reverend Ray, Sister Ray, Miss Jess in her absence, and last but not least, my queen, First Lady of Mount Airy Baptist Church. Amen. And before I get started, I'm going to ask Mount Airy to stand. Amen. And we're not going to try to keep you long. I know it's a school night. They used to tell me when I was here, school night, tell them don't preach long. So I'm going to try to abide by the rules. Amen. But if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Now, I'm going to tell you, man, you heard some of this Sunday, so I know a lot of preachers say they don't preach the same sermon twice. But what you got Sunday might not be what you get tonight. Amen. We're going to be looking at verse 2, Romans chapter 12. Any of you dare say amen. And it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And young people, I'm going to ask y'all to come down, because I want to speak to you tonight about being a barrier breaker. About being a barrier breaker. Let us pray. Most wise and eternal God, Father, once again, it is thy servant that come in the need of prayer. Lord, I need your anointing that make preaching easy. Father God, I ask that you search me now. Search my heart, my mind, and my soul, O Lord. And when you find that thing that may hinder me, O God, I ask it be removed right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask that you have your own way. Have thine own way, Lord. For thou art the potter, I am your clay. Mold me now, shape me unto thine will. Lord, while I'm standing here, yielded and still. Father, I ask that you bless these, your people, your sheep, O Lord. Remove the blinders from their eyes, Lord. Remove the transgressions from their heart, that they may receive what thus says the Lord. And Father, I pray when we leave here tonight, we leave here restored, renewed, and regenerated. Lord, we ask these blessings, petitions in the precious name of Jesus. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And all the saints of God say, amen. You know, this particular verse talks about conforming and being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Now, we conform to the ways of the world, and we don't even know it sometimes. We try to fit in wherever we can. And a lot of times we stick out like a sore thumb so bad we don't even know that we are not a part of this world. Huh? Young people, y'all want to be accepted, don't you? Want people to like you? Well, guess what? You barrier breakers. Huh? Let me tell you what conform means. Conform says to be pressed from the outside into a certain mold or pattern. See, a lot of times you face peer pressure. You go through doing certain things that people want you to do. Like when the fabs or the fashions come through, you want to gravitate toward them. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Yeah. Y'all remember when this used to be out? One leg up and one down. Somebody got up that morning and said, you know what? And see, what happened was his pant leg got wet on the way to school. And to keep it from getting on his new shoes, he rolled it up. So when he came to school, everybody thought he was starting something new. So they wanted to conform. See, just because it looked good don't make it good for you. See, the Bible said, do not conform to this world. The reason is because we're not a part of this world. See, Paul said we are pilgrims passing through. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 13 and 14. Now, what I'm reading is the English Standard Version. It says, therefore, prepare your mind for action and be sober-minded. Set your hopefulness on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, as an obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. See, when we didn't know better, we didn't do better. Right? But because we want to be accepted, because we want to fit in, because we want people to like us, then we conform. How many of y'all got friends that you know do drugs? Oh, wrong crowd, I'm sorry. Well, let me go this route. How many of you got friends that's being bullied? Yeah. How many of y'all are bullying? Huh? Conform. Since conversion and sanctification are the renewing of the mind. A change, not of the substance, but of the quality of the soul. See, conforming is something. Don't y'all tell Miss Jess I moved this. But see, in order for you to conform to your environment, there's a process that takes place. And see, a lot of time you conform and you don't even know you're conforming, and it's because of the pressure that's being put on you. See, your friends will put pressure on you to do things you wouldn't normally do. Y'all know what this is, don't you? Play-Doh. And see, you're like Play-Doh in the world's hand. You're just like Play-Doh. You're vulnerable. You're soft-hearted. You're kind-hearted. And y'all babes in Christ. And when you're babes in Christ, you'll fall for anything and everything that come through if you're not grounded and rooted. See, Psalms 1, chapter 1 says that we are not to sit in the presence of the scornful or the evil one. And it said, be like a tree planted by the waters, right? How many of y'all gonna be trees? Or are you going to conform to what everybody else is doing? Because see, when I was a kid coming up, I used to hear kids say, well, Johnny's doing it. Why, I can't do it, Mom. See, when you allow the world to dictate or to conform you into what the world wants you to be, then guess what? You're going to fit the mold that everybody else fit. And when the world presses you, you're going to come out looking just like everybody else. But yet, you're supposed to be a child of God. So the world ain't going to be able to tell you from the sinner man. See, the only difference between these two, they came out the same mold, but one's bigger than the other. But you are the light of the world. And because you're the light of the world, don't mean you got to be conformed to this world. Because guess what? We just pilgrims passing through. And we have a different home to go to. And because we have a different home to go to, we can come out looking like a brand new image. But it's not the conforming that changes. Because see, there's also another process. See, once we're conformed, and see, you don't conform to this world, but you conform to the ways of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And because I died for you, I rose again, therefore you have life. And the Bible says he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I daily. Because guess what? Satan is trying to trick you. He's trying to knock you down. Matter of fact, Satan said, you know what? Go ahead and kiss that boy. Ain't nobody watching. Oh. I know you ain't studied last night. Billy got all the answers. It ain't gonna hurt you to look. Huh? Wrong crowd? Oh, okay. I guess I was the only one that didn't study. But people, listen. We're living in a time now where if we don't sanctify ourselves. See, the Bible said once saved, always saved. How many of y'all believe that? Yeah. But see, there's a difference. See, once you say, you say. So does that give you the right to do whatever you want to? Huh? See, that's why the Bible said, do not conform to this world. Let me share something with y'all. See, he said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Right? I got an amen over there. Conform. Said to be changed from within. So if conform is to be pressed from the outside into a mold or pattern. Because see, we are creatures of habit. And you don't have to be a product of your environment.
That's right. Amen.
You don't have to be a product of your environment. See, the world want to dictate to you how you're supposed to act, what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be. Young man, let me tell y'all something. You can be whatever you want to be, but it starts in your mind. And it develops in your heart. See, I heard a fellow say one time, in order for your dreams to be successful, you got to put work clothes on.
That's right.
Yeah. See, you just can't sit at home and say, you know, I think I want to be a doctor. Oh, man, I could be a good lawyer. Some of y'all could be good lawyers. Because y'all debate everything. We tell you to do something, you ask, well, why, wait a minute now. Why I got to do it like this? See, I realized something once I had two kids. I ain't know nothing. Y'all hear what I say?
Amen.
Some of them missed it. That's all right. All right. transform. So, but that is not the way you learn Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. To put off your old self and belong to your former manner of life and is corrupt through it, deceitful desires and the renewal of the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. See, young people and older saints, we are just like this glass. This glass was conformed. Had to put pressure on it. They dipped a long metal hollow rod in liquid glass. And as it began to cool, they blew it into shape. And whatever shape they wanted it to be, they sometimes would put it inside of a mold. And the fellow would blow air into the pipe, and as he blew the air into it, the glass took on the form or shape of the mold. Right? Bible said we are created in the likeness of God. Not only God, but Jesus. Not only Jesus, but the Holy Spirit. Right? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. We took on his image. So this is us. But as we go through life, as we allow life to conform us, we begin to pick up stuff that makes us dirty. You know, when you don't do what your mom and dad asks you, when you say stuff that you know you shouldn't be saying, uh-oh. Then I do that. Don't y'all tell Miss Jessie. Pastor, send me the bill. But you know, as we go through life, when we get a little worried in us, we think we got it made. You know, the Bible said the outer man perishes day by day, but the inner man is renewed. Amen? So there's a process. But as we go through life, stuff gets in us that's not spiritual. Yeah, like the music you listen to. See, it don't all happen overnight because it's a process. You know, you got friends that cuss. Y'all don't do that though, right? Well, not in front of my mom and dad. Getting a little more dirty. Can I talk to y'all grown folks? See, y'all supposed to be the examples for the children. But yet, when something happens, say for instance, you get cut off in the 5 o'clock traffic and you got the kids in the car. Instead of you reacting in a spiritual, godly manner, you say something that the kids hadn't heard you say. So guess what? A little more dirty. Y'all excuse me a minute. That tastes all right. And then, young people, when your parents tell you to do your chores, clean your room, get your homework done, and you mumble under your breath, I do it when I get ready to do it. See, we didn't hear you, but the Lord did. So guess what? And see, Satan's sitting around egging you on, just like when you at school and people are picking on a certain individual that don't nobody sit with, talk to, or hanging around. Instead of you standing up for them, you laughing and giggling and joining in with. So guess what? A little more dirty. And then we get to the point where we go through life and there are struggles and trials and tribulations, and we wonder why we're struggling. We wonder why times are hard. We wonder why we can't seem to get it right. It's because we are not clean in the presence of God, because we have been conformed to the ways of the world. We allow the world to dictate our attitude. We allow the world to dictate our behavior. We even allow the world to dictate how we present ourselves to people. When we supposed to be Christians, we are ashamed of God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be ashamed of God, because Jesus said, if you deny me in front of man, guess what? He said, I will deny you before my Father. But yet I've seen it myself. We'll go to restaurants, and when we get our food, we don't even take time to give God the prep of thanks for the meal that we're about to receive. We'll sit there and just start eating because we don't want nobody to know that we're Christian. We don't want nobody to know that we pray before we eat. So I'm not going to pray today because these people, you know, because see, you know, you go to work or at school and you're supposed to be a Christian, but you conform to the behaviors around. You listen to the gossip at work. Ah, but thanks be to God, there's a solution to it all. Huh? Because the verse says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do I renew my mind? Starts with prayer. You got to go in your prayer closet, because when you go in your prayer closet and you begin to pray to the Lord, Satan don't know what's going on. Satan start wondering, what are you doing in there? What's she doing in there? And young people, when you start praying, guess what? You start getting your power. See, prayer give you power. Y'all know Pac-Man, right? You remember the Pac-Man game? And the ghost would chase Pac-Man. And when Pac-Man would get his power pellet, oh boy, he was ready, wasn't he? He would chase the ghost down and bite them, and they would turn into little dots, and they had to go back and get reformed. But when his power ran out, he was vulnerable. If you don't have a prayer life, you're vulnerable. And when you become vulnerable, you get dirty. Starts with worship. You got to be able to worship. You got to know how to worship. See, during some of the hardest times in my life, it wasn't prayer. It wasn't the word, but it was worship. When you find a song that speaks to your spirit. Because, see, we're not talking about salvation. We're talking about sanctification. See, there's a difference. Once saved, always saved. But, see, you get dirty in the process. Oh, see, it's just like Jesus explained in chapter 14 of John when he talked about the vine dresser going through the vineyard. See, there was a process that they went through to clean the vines, because, see, a grapevine doesn't grow up. It grows up and then down. And because it grows down, the leaves get in the dirt. And when it rains, the water kicks up the dust on the leaves. And if they're not cleaned off, they become molded and mildewed and infested with insects and stuff. And it doesn't produce fruit. As you go through life, you're going to get dirty. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care how holy you are. You are going to get dirty. How do I know? Because Paul said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. From the pulpit to the door, we all get dirty. But there's a process. You're going to be barrier breakers. You're going to be able to do whatever you want to do. But that involves an individual that you got to have a relationship with. Can I introduce you to him? Can I introduce you to the man? See, this is the man that they said was the cornerstone that the builders rejected. Huh? See, this was the man that came down from on high, hung, bled, and died on Calvary. This was the man that said, in 3 days, I'll destroy this temple and raise it up again. You know what the people say? Oh, man, stop playing. But guess what? He was a barrier breaker. How do I know? He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He took two fishes. Shh, 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 shh. Don't tell nobody. He took two fishes and five loaves of bread. Now see, that's a two-piece for me. Can I tell y'all what he did? Shh, shh, shh. I don't want them to hear. Shh. He fed 5,000 people. And that wasn't including the women and the children. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's a cool dude. And because Jesus was a cool dude, he didn't have no attitude. Matter of fact, everywhere he went, he drew a multitude. Oh, my God. I'm about to write that one down, Cap. But look. The same Jesus will clean you up when you get dirty. Can I show you how? Oh, I'm glad y'all asked. Let me go over here to the well of salvation. See, the well of salvation will get you straight. And no, it ain't yours. See, the well of salvation will clean you up. But you got to be willing to dip yourself in it. Because, see, when your friends tell you, look, we going down to the store and we going to get us a little something. Because, you know, there's always one in the bunch that's old enough to do the things that we can't do. So the friends will tell you. Oh, see, I'm speaking truth to you. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you how it is. Y'all know how Reverend Fred is. But, see, when you allow sanctification to come inside it, because, see, in the midst of the storm is when you're going to have to confess your faith. And when you start trusting Jesus, even though you're dirty, guess what? The Holy Ghost that's in you will begin to stir up. But you got to call on him. So you just can't say, Lord, I need you. You got to say, Jesus, I need you right now. Because, see, trouble is brewing all around me, and I don't want to destroy my testimony. So you allow Jesus to start stirring up the Holy Ghost in you. Because guess what? Jesus want to pour his spirit in you. See, Jalen read it tonight. He said, if you abide in me, I shall abide in you. And see, when you start to pray on your own, when you start to worship on your own, when you begin to come into his presence, see, he'll begin to cleanse you to the point where you'll get to be purified before the presence of God. And see, you know, this stuff is addictive. Just like drugs addictive, just like gossip is addictive, just like food is addictive, the Holy Ghost is addictive. The more of it you get, the more of it you want. And it get to the point where you just running over with it. You can't get enough of it. And because he said he'll be faithful. Because see, the Bible said he rewards those that diligently seek him. And if you seek him with your whole heart, guess what? He'll clean you from the inside out. He'll clean you to the point where the world will start looking at you different. Your friends will start talking to you funny. They start saying, wait a minute, you changed. You say, yes, I changed. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been washed with the blood of Jesus. And because I'm a new creature. Because see, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have been put away. For behold what? All has become new. You've been sanctified in the presence of the Lord. Now that you're sanctified, you're going to be barrier breakers. You can be a lawyer. You can be a doctor. You can even be president of the United States. Guess what? Guess what? You can own your own business and be a multimillionaire. Bro, Jalen, you can be playing football in the NFL. You can be doing all of that stuff, riding around in a Bentley. That's right. See, and you too. Guess what? guess what you're going to be doing? You're going to be making movies. You're going to be in the pictures. But you can do whatever you want to do if you got Jesus. You can be whatever you want to be if you got Jesus. See, I never thought I'd be preaching. No. Me? No. No, doc, no. Because, see, I've done everything I was big enough and bad enough to do. Thought I was grown at 19. Wasn't even legal. And I was out there with the big boys. That's right. So don't let nobody fool you. And saints, I want to say something to your older saints. Stop pretending we've been saved all our lives. Stop pretending you've been righteous all your life. And stop judging these children and start teaching them how to walk before God righteous. We point fingers too much. See, if we stop pointing and start teaching, then the world won't have to conform. Because they'll be transformed by the renewing of their mind through the teaching of the Word of God. The Word will wash you clean. You're looking at a prime example. Because on Saturday night, I used to drink the fruit of the vine. And get up on Sunday morning, didn't know where I was at. All right. But my mama said, you going to church. All right. Amen. Can't tell y'all the number of times I went. And didn't know. But you know, God, in his holiness, took a dirty wretch like me, sanctified it. Well, he didn't sanctify it first. It was a process. He had to dip me in the blood. And once he dipped me in the blood, see, something started happening. See, the majority of y'all right here are saved right now. You saved right now. But don't allow your friends to influence the way you walk. Be proud to be a child of God. Because you are barrier breakers. Don't conform. Be transformed, and then be a leader. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm done. Amen. The doors of the church are open. It'll be one amongst the night. Have not invited Christ into the heart and the pardon of thy sin. The time is now. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. As the choir gives us a solemn invitation to him. Would there be one tonight that would come out boldly unto the throne of grace? As that Roman soldier cried out, what must I do to be saved? Is there one?